Welcome back to the podcast. We're feeling very bittersweet today because this is our last podcast of the semester, but we're also introducing our new peer eds for the next school year. So, as you guys know, I'm Lexi.
And I'm Katie.
I'm Carly.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Anaya.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Andrea.
Yes, so these are our three new peer eds. I'm going to have them just quickly tell us their majors and their year in school.
So, I am a sophomore and I am currently majoring in public administration.
And then I'm Natalie again, and I'm a sophomore majoring in social work.
And then I'm Andrea. I'm majoring in psychology and I'm finishing up my third year.
Yay! And we are so excited to have them. April is always such a chaotic time as we transition into new routines, roles, and weather, hopefully. This semester has been one of my favorites of college, and I've been spending a lot of time reflecting this past week before I graduate. I would love to hear about some of your guys' favorite memories of this semester, though.
My favorite memory of the semester was definitely getting to see Role Model in
Oh, I'm so
concert.
jealous.
Such a good concert.
See, I would say mine was definitely going to Chicago for spring break. I went to this
Oh,
place
yeah.
called Vegan Donuts, and I would literally drive there tomorrow just for them. But yeah.
Oh, so fun. My partner and I did a ski trip to Vermont, which was something we like had wanted to. We'd always wanted to ski a snow, and so that was definitely my favorite memory.
A favorite memory of mine this semester would include a group of friends going to Detroit for the weekend. I
Oh,
love
that's so fun.
fun. Yeah.
So my favorite memory is going up to Chicago with friends for a one-day trip. So
Okay.
we have a less time. We enjoyed a lot there.
Such a nice one.
My favorite memory would have to be getting into the School of Social Work here at Grand Valley.
Mine is definitely being done with physics after an entire year of physics. If you know anything about me, literally physics has been like the bane of my existence for the past year. I've made everybody around me also feel it. All right. I was not gonna experience that a whole lot, for sure. And for our last podcast of the year, we're just gonna chat a little bit about our summer plans. And then for Lexi and I, our plans after graduation. That's so sad.
So sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
As you guys all know, I'm sad to be graduating. Only talked about that a few times on here. I decided late that I want to attend a school psych grad program. Like, knew I wanted to go to grad school, but wasn't sure which program. And so, because I wasn't planning on that, I don't currently have like the right experience to apply to grad school. But it actually works out because I'm taking a gap year anyway. So I'll be spending my summer and next like school year gaining experience with kids in educational settings, which is really exciting. Outside of academic and promotional plans, I'll be visiting my friend who lives in Chicago and seeing all her favorite parts of the city, which is really fun because I've been but not with like a local. And then I am going to Bonnaroo in Tennessee, which will fulfill my lifelong dream of going to a camping music festival.
Oh, I can't wait to see those photos.
That sounds so fun. This summer I'll be working a lot as a server, and I'll be staying here at Grand Valley, so I'll definitely be visiting Lake Michigan a lot and hopefully Chicago. I'll also be going home to the east side of the state to visit my family and my dogs, and I'll work on my creativity a lot this summer, I'm hoping. So maybe scrapbooking, painting, thrifting, and fixing up old thrifted items. I love doing that. And then
Such a cool hobby.
Yes, I love it. And then my sister's actually graduating high school and going to U of M, so I'll be busy helping her this summer and her grad party and everything. So I'm excited.
Sounds like you got a busy summer.
Oh, yeah.
So I always have summers full of working and doing things because that's how I support myself. But I'm also moving into a new house with a lot of my friends. But I'm also taking two summer classes, which isn't fun, but like that's just what it is. But after I graduate this winter, I plan on taking at least a gap semester to chill out, figure out what I want to do. I have literally been in school ever since the summer before college. I've been taking summer classes and doing all the things, and I don't know why I did that to myself, but that's just where we are. Like, I want to travel. I obviously want to make money. And then do what normal girls in their 20s do, because I don't have a hobby. I don't have things I just do for fun. I just study and I work and exist. That's literally all I do. And it needs to change before I explode. So yeah,
Well,
I
I
do it
hope
for
you
you.
find something.
Me too. Me too.
But then, so for me, I'm gonna be going back home, which is on the east side of the state. But then in May, me and my mom are gonna go on a trip to Rome, Paris, and London.
Oh,
So I'm very excited.
so
We gotta deal through
exciting.
Costco. So there
Yeah.
we go.
So jealous.
But then after that, I have to get back to business. I'm gonna be working at a camp with special needs kids. And then also, I'm gonna try to volunteer when I can just to get that extra experience. But those are my plans.
I'm
So
so
fun.
fun. I'm trying to get volunteer experience this summer, but my big thing is I'm studying abroad in
Oh
Ireland.
my
Yes.
gosh.
Going for 3 weeks for psychology, so I'm very excited. But I'm also going to Kentucky for the 4th of July to live out my southern country dream. I want to like just be in the south, listen to country music.
Southern
It's like
Belle.
not my vibe, but
Southern
I
Belle.
believe deep down, like
What?
I don't know. Deep down, I just need to be like a southern, like, oh, girl in my country. Like, get it all. I mean, cows.
You surrender
But yeah. And then I'm also doing an East Coast road trip with my dad because a lot of the grad schools I want to go to are on the East Coast. So we're taking
Same.
like this huge road trip. The main one I want to go to is Boston's. So, like, we're definitely going there. So I'm so
I'm excited for
excited.
you.
So cool.
You're going to be.
Yes. University of Maine.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so
Are you
excited.
in National
Where?
Park?
Oh.
Canadian National Park? Oh, maybe. Added to the
We'll
list?
see. We'll see. But I'm
Mm-hmm.
also just excited to go to the beach and hike literally every single day. Like,
Yeah.
it'll be good to be outside again. And for like next year, I'm moving into a two bedroom with my best friend in August. So I'm so excited. Finally, we have had the trenches of roommate problems for the last 2 years. So we're getting a two
Oh,
bedroom. I'm so excited.
finally.
Jealousy bond.
That sounds fun. This summer I'm going back home to Chicago. I plan on really working and locking in.
Me.
I plan on interning at my previous job, which was as an administrative assistant at Loretta Hospital. And along with that, I plan on going back to my old high school and interning as a Peace Warrior lead. And I will also be taking summer classes, unfortunately, but they'll be in Uganda, so hopefully it will be
Yeah,
good.
that'll be
It,
definitely more
yeah.
fun. But like, that's so awesome.
Yes. I feel like I have a very boring summer after listening to all of you. But this summer I will be working off campus and I'm also starting my internship.
So
Yeah,
exciting.
lovely. So it's my first internship here, so I'm excited for it. And I also want to explore some places in Michigan as I'm graduating in the December. So this summer I'm trying to balance both.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. Michigan summers are so fun.
Yeah, I'm
Speaking
so
of that,
excited
that's so
for
true.
you. Thank you.
It sounds like everyone has super exciting summer plans. I'm just so excited to finally be done with this semester and actually have free time to enjoy myself. And
Word.
I know I'm just saying. But
Yeah.
it's also so important to take time for ourselves during school, especially right now because it's final season. So I'd love to know what mindful moments everyone has had recently.
So I will start with mine. I'm trying to plan and taking breaks between my assignments and projects to refresh and work more efficiently.
That's so
Oh, yeah.
awesome. That's such a good
Yes.
skill to have.
Yes. With this workload, I definitely think breaks are necessary.
Yes.
As far as me, I went home this weekend. I was able to partake in a short road trip to Springfield with my mom. We blasted music, and I was able to catch up on this book that I just started. So,
I love that so
Thanks.
perfect.
Thank you.
My friends and I do collage nights, but we used to just do them like at houses. But we found a place called Nido, and it's a third space, and it's also like a vintage clothes store type
That's
place.
so
But like the
cool.
third space part is like you don't have to buy anything, you can just be there.
That's awesome.
So we moved collage night to Nido because we can like invite more people and we're like in the community and we love. Like
So
we've
cool.
literally like dreamed of a third space in Grand Rapids forever. So now that there is one, we're like, yes.
That's
That's
so
so awesome.
amazing.
I
I
love
love
your
that.
For me this week, to take my mind off finals a little bit, I painted a few pictures. I like painting little flowers and stuff, so that's what I
So
did to
cute.
clear my mind.
That's so cute. I wish I could paint, but that's just
Me
a me
too.
problem skill. See, for me, I just restarted watching Gilmore Girls for probably like literally the
Y'all,
fifth
so
time.
different.
Like, what's the point in starting something new when I can start something
Right,
I know I'm
really?
gonna hate? So that's
That's
where I
what
was
I'm saying, because I just restarted Grey's, my
at.
comfort show, and I talked about a trip to go see her mom, and I'm just like, wait, my mom came last weekend
Oh,
too.
cute.
And she brought my dog, and it was
Oh.
just honestly, it was so awesome. I really needed it. It
Yeah.
was definitely a great day. So,
I
yeah.
love that for you.
It's awesome.
My friends and I started doing TV Thursday, is what we call it, where every Thursday, like, we have this group of like four of us that we watch an episode of the show, and we just finished The Pitt, which is actually like the best show. Everyone needs to watch it. It's so good, but that just finished, so we started watching, like, it's called All Access, like Grand Rapids PD, and it's like, yes. Yeah, it's literally like All Access into like the Grand Rapids Police Department. Like, they go
It's
over
like,
cases and
is it
stuff.
like HBO?
Yes, it's
Whoa.
great.
See, like, you like
That's
that.
great.
I would love that.
So we started watching that, and then we started like making them themed because we like need to do more. So last week was PowerPoint night, and then this week's game night. So
Oh,
it's gonna be so
that
crazy.
is
I
so
love
yeah.
that.
So mindful.
Yeah, that's all for this podcast. And once again, welcome all the new periods, and we will miss you, Katie and
Oh.
And we will be back again in the next semester. Until then, bye bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.